You might remember Peter Yarrow was here a month or two ago, and he's going to be here again tomorrow for Mother's Day in a Pay What You Can appearance to benefit the Hope Academy of Music and their music program. All proceeds from tomorrow's concert will support Hope Academy's Music Scholarship Fund. And you can learn more by going to cathedralofhope.org. We also have linked directly. It's worth it to go just to see the poster. I don't know who did the poster, but it's beautiful. In fact, I'll post it up on our Facebook page. It's so nicely done. And it's a real pleasure to welcome this group. You'll get a chance to meet everybody in just a moment. They are known for their great performances, and they've been working on songs of justice and peace. I'll be out there in just a moment to greet them. Large group in our theater this morning. Let us now welcome Hope Academy's Teen Theater Company.
Show tomorrow. It's a Peter Yarrow benefit concert, and it'll be at 7 p.m. at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. And this will be my first song actually written by Peter Yarrow. It's called Puff the Magic Dragon. Puff the Magic Dragon by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by
Shooby dooby, shooby doo, ah, ba, ba, da, 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 da.
Academy at the Saturday Light Brigade. And wow, you've got a great voice. What's
Thank
your name?
You. I'm Zoe Zielinski.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started Hope Academy about 3 years ago, and I've always been a singer, always been a guitarist, and this was just really a great way to get me to, you know, show my talents and perform.
Excellent. Well, it was really good to hear you doing that song. And you did a little bit of scatting, which doesn't get done here very often, which doesn't, it takes a lot of courage to actually do that. Have you been working on that for a while?
I just kind of threw it in there with this song because, you know, I wanted to make it my own, but also keep the Peter Yarrow feel to it because I know a lot of other people that know this song are listening. So I just wanted to throw it in there, and it was actually the first time I did that.
Well, you sounded great.
Thank you.
Let's meet the trio, too, that was performing. If you're wondering, there are eight musicians here today. And I would love to have you three follow me around, and you could amplify things that I say, you know, add special emphasis, and things like that. What's your name?
My name's Jewel Struthers.
And tell me about yourself.
I started Hope Academy 3 years ago. I've been here so far, having a good time. My favorite thing to do there is singing and acting.
Excellent. And I know Hope Academy Theater is, or Hope Academy Teen Theater Company, do I have that right? And is this an official HATCO production, or is this more of a Hope Academy Singers production?
This is the HATCO Teen Theater Band.
That's what I thought. I just always wanted to get that right, because you never know. You guys, you already are famous. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Emma Gilby.
And tell me about yourself, Emma.
Well, I actually just started Hope Academy this year, and I've had so much fun. The teachers are great. Everyone's so nice, and we learn really fun songs, too.
And I should be asking the neighborhood that you live in. Where do you live?
I live in Ingram.
And how about you?
Hallam Park.
And I did not get a chance to ask you what neighborhood you're from.
I live in Squirrel Hill.
It's nice to bring people together from different neighborhoods, too. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Candace Burgess. I've been with Hope Academy for about, 6 years. It's helped me grow in so many ways as an actor, as a performer, so I'm very grateful for this company.
Are you in school now?
Yes.
Where do you go and what are you up to?
I'm at Oakland Catholic. I'm a freshman, so I'm just trying to get my hands on everything.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Point Breeze.
I'm curious, you know, you're the elder here, at least so far, of people that have been at Hope Academy. You mentioned how Hope Academy has influenced you. How have you seen the Cathedral of Hope or Hope Academy, how has it changed in the last few years since you've been involved?
Okay, so the major change is she developed the hat, Miss Linda, the director of the whole thing, she developed the hat company, which is the Hope Academy Teen Theater Company. And it gave opportunity for people who are actually like serious about arts to come and just do what they do best, which is perform.
That's great. And when did that happen? It's been at least 2 years. Has it been longer?
I think it's been longer. I think it's like about 3-4.
And you've really benefited from that?
Yes, I have.
Great. Well, we have more songs to come. Who can tell me about what's going to happen next? Everybody turns. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, by the way, and Hope Academy Teen Theater Company is here. And what are you about to do?
We're going to be playing a song called Why We Build the Wall by Anais Mitchell.
Okay, here they are again from Hope Academy's Teen Theater Company here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you.
why do we build the wall? How does the wall keep us free? My children, how does the wall keep us free?
How does the wall keep us free? The wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
Who do we call the enemy? My children, who do we call the enemy?
Who do we call the enemy? The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall, we build the wall to keep us free.
What do we have that they have not? My children, what do they want that we have got?
Because we have what they have not, because we have what they have got. The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall, we build the wall to keep us free.
What do we have that they should want? My children, what do we have that they should want?
What do we have that they should want? We have a wall to work upon. They have work and they have none. And our work is never done. My children, and the war is never won. The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free.
Hope Academy Teen Theater Company. That was really well done. We'll turn to the addition to the trio. Hi.
Hi, I'm Mimi.
Hi, Mimi. And tell me about yourself, if you would like. I hope you would.
I'm the drummer and a singer.
Ed, where are you from? What neighborhood?
Squirrel Hill.
How long have you been involved with Hope Academy?
Over 6 years.
So another veteran. It's good to have you here. And what has Hope Academy done for you in the last 6 years?
It's made me a lot less nervous because I was kind of, I didn't talk to people, like, but I'm a lot different now.
You don't seem nervous at all or shy at all. It's nice to meet you. And great guitar part that we had. And I know we've met before, but others have not met you, so I'll let you introduce yourself.
I am Michael Chapman. I am the music director of Hope Academy of Music and the Arts, and I'm here with the Hope Academy Teen Theatre Company. That was one of our tunes that we just did. Just to let everyone know, tomorrow, as Zoe had mentioned, we perform as part of the Peter Yarrow Benefit Concert at the East Liberty Presbyterian Church at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and that's a Pay What You Can concert with proceeds benefiting the Hope Academy Scholarship Fund. And we've linked directly to information on that concert, but you can also go to cathedralofhope.org/Hope Academy for more details. A couple more songs are about to come your way in just a few moments. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Let's meet the person who played violin or fiddle or the stringed instrument? Which is it for you, the violin or the fiddle?
It really depends what I'm playing at the time, I suppose. I think I prefer fiddle music to anything else.
On that last song, we were almost equal, depending on which way you wanted to listen to it. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, I'm Bonnie Nickel, and I've been involved with Hope Academy for around 3 years, possibly more. It's hard to remember. At first, I was actually just involved with the orchestra they had through Hope Academy. And then later on, about maybe 2 years ago, I started in with the rest of their performing arts things that they do.
Well, that's great. And tell me where you're from.
I'm from Forest Hills.
Excellent. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And we have one more person. We might as well get everybody in. Hello.
Hi. I'm Zoe Zielinski.
Oh, Zoe, we did. Wait a minute. I'm getting confused. Yes, we exchanged. I'm sorry.
You of me?
Yeah. There's multiple. It's the lighting in here. I'm sorry. It's the short hair. It's the face. It's the position you're seated in. Hi.
Hi, I'm Anna.
There we go. I knew we had one more person to meet. You guys, okay, you're mixing me all up here. Tell me about yourself.
I've been involved with Hope Academy for 3 years now, and I live in Highland Park.
Thanks. Well, it's nice to meet you. Yes, Michael's helping to save me by reminding me that Zoe and Anna switched. Are we ready? It looks like we're ready to go. So what is the next song?
Hi, Mimi. Zombie is a song written and performed by the Irish band The Cranberries. It's a war protest song, and it was written in response to the IRA bombing in England, which killed two small children.
Once again, Hope Academy Teen Theater Company, Hat Company.
Another head hangs slowly, child is slowly taken. The violence causes silence, who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are fighting. Their bombs and their bombs and their bombs and
Hope Academy Teen Theater Company here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think you guys have two more. Am I keeping count or is it one more? Two more songs? And before I introduce you for the next one, a couple messages to pass along to you. Jean Marie of Lawrenceville writes, you played a song from one of my favorite singer-songwriters from the musical Hades Town. Way to go, Hope Academy. Somebody know Jean Marie? Jean Marie thinks you guys are great. And here's June Bailey writing from Kappa. Jewel, you sound wonderful. Who's that?
That's
who's
my June? Math teacher. I love her so much.
She teaches math.
Yeah.
And she's supporting you by listening this morning. Do you want to say anything back to her?
Love you, Miss Bagley.
And thank you for telling me how to pronounce her name. It's Bagley, right? If you would like to send a message to us, just go to slbradio.org, and you can write right in the instant input field a message, and then I'll pass it along. It'll come directly to me. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, IQKidsRadio.org, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at SLBRadio.org, where it's always Saturday. Here again is the Hope Academy Teen Theater Company.
Thank you.
and no preacher may say my soul.
Hope Academy, and you can hear these folks again in just a moment, but you can also hear Hope Academy Teen Theater Company tomorrow at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. Where is the church? What's the address of the church? Does anybody know? Michael knows. And did I get the name of the church right?
Yes, the name is correct. It's 116 South Highland Avenue. It's basically on the corner of Highland and Penn in East Liberty.
It's the really pretty church at East Liberty that is impossible to miss, but I realize you might need the address. You can also go to cathedralofhope.org, where you can find information about the concert. We also have linked to information about the concert, and they will perform just before Peter Yarrow. It's a pay what you can concert with proceeds benefiting the Cathedral of Hope. Proceeds benefit the scholarship fund. And Michael, did you want to mention more about that?
No, just that the proceeds go directly to benefiting Hope Academy of Music and the Arts, at which we provide music and arts instruction for teens throughout the region. So it's a good cause. You get to hear great music, hear our live band, hear Peter Yarrow, and also support arts education in the region. So I think it's a great thing for everyone.
Excellent. And there's one more song that you're going to do. It's my last chance to speak with you too. Did anybody want to say anything that they didn't get a chance to say before you introduced the last song? Everybody's pointing at you.
Okay. So the last song we sang was Barton Hollow by the Three Civil Wars. It's one of the songs that we're going to be doing for a show that we're going to do for the Three Rivers Arts Festival on Saturday, June 8th at 4 p.m. on the family stage.
Excellent. I'm really happy to hear that. So look for the group June 8th on the family stage at 4 p.m. 4:30.
And the show's called Wiley and the Hairy Man.
Excellent. And what song are you about to do?
We are about to do Waving Flag.
Here they are once again. Hope, thank you. Hope Academy Theater Company. And another wonderful performance by y'all. I hope you'll come back soon. Thank you to Hope Academy Theater. And listen up, there's another message for you. And let me find it here. I'm sure you'll know who this is. Heidi. Heidi Struthers writes, Go Hat Company. Somebody know Heidi? I'm sure somebody knows Heidi. Well done. And once again, you can see and hear this wonderful ensemble. Will you all come back sometime? I hope. Will you come back? Please? I hope you will. You can see and hear them tomorrow night at East Liberty Presbyterian Church, right in the heart of East Liberty, when they will perform along with Peter Yarrow at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. A Pay What You Can concert with proceeds benefiting the music programs that clearly do a tremendous job. Coming up in just a few moments, the Kappa House.